We're calling the committee on appointments to order here on Monday, December 12th, 2011. The time is
3:11.
Thank you very much. We have a quorum in the presence of Legislator Myers, Legislator Nona, and we are here with Mr. Tassone, who's up for an appointment to the Board of Health. Pronounce your name right?
Correct.
We have your resume here, and let's go over it again because institutional memory is short.
All right.
Let's talk about why it would be a good idea for you to join the Board of Health.
I have an extensive background. Extensive background in the camping industry. I've also been in the restaurant industry. So I was approached last year by Peter DeLucia. And I was approached again a month ago by Pete and Mario Polvere. And they wanted to know if I was interested again in coming and chatting with you. So that's why I'm here.
Good.
Can you talk about the food service?
Two restaurants. My brother's is Seasons up in Somers, New York. And myself and two partners had a restaurant here in White Plains from August of 06 through this past February.
What was that?
Trotters.
That was you?
That was me. And then we made turned it into Panish.
What
happened? Anthony.
Oh, he went over to the Ritz, Carl.
Went up to 42.
Yeah.
And Panish was just. The concept was great.
Yeah, I've been there several times.
Service was great.
Really
food was great.
We top best killed, idea, yeah.
Killed on the rent.
Oh,
so, I mean, I understand that the new people who were there are experiencing the same thing.
Huh.
So.
Oh, what went in there now?
Sofrito. It's a Puerto Rican.
Just one in the city, right? It's like
yeah, they advertise
in
the back of the. Of the Guardian.
It's J.R. Morales. One of his investors is baseball player Carlos Beltran.
Met.
Now he's without a team. He's a free agent.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, right. He wasn't Met.
Anthony took the concept and he's got. Up at 42, he has a tapas place up there now.
Right, right.
So,
he's got a great view.
Unbelievable view.
It almost doesn't matter what you're eating.
You go there
on a cloudy night.
You go there on a summer night, and it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know, you go on a winter night.
It has to be pretty clear.
Yeah, it's got to be very clear. Very clear.
So you really do see, I mean, obviously with the camp stuff, you see a great deal of the Department of Health.
Significant.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm also on the committee that we run the mandatory camp directors workshops.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been on that committee for a long, long time.
Okay. Matter of fact, we're looking at new possible changing the sanitary code with regards to pools. Ran into a lot of problems with pools in hotels where the only condition for somebody renting out a pool, say for a birthday party, is you have to basically rent a room. And they come unguarded, and there was an issue at the Crown Plaza with a kid who almost drowned. There were no adults, there were no nothing.
I could tell you stories that would make your head spin. I'm the chair, New York State Camp Directors Association. I'm the liaison with the health department.
Wow.
So I'm the chair of the health area.
With the New York State Health Department.
New York State, right. In fact, Thursday I'll be up in, it's not in Troy anymore. It's a different location, but they're having the, they have two meetings a year. I'll be there. With Tim Shea, Doug Sackett, Mike Chamberlain, and the committee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be talking about the changes in the law, the the new sanitary code hopefully is going to go into effect. It's going to affect camps. It's already a law. It hasn't been
implemented.
Put into effect yet.
Yeah.
And it's the health department that is kind of like dawdling about it. There's not enough inspectors. This is the first time I've been involved in camping 46, 47 years now. It is the first time that it is not mentioned in the code, American Red Cross.
You mean in terms of for lifeguard?
In terms, they would always say American Red Cross certified.
Right.
Not American,
Red Cross certified.
The first time it doesn't say that.
They don't like them anymore.
I don't think that there's a... I don't think that they're in a position now where they're going to recommend one over another. Mm. The camps in Westchester, we were spoiled for years when the Red Cross had a chapter in White Plains. Now?
Yeah. I can see that.
No longer in existence. So we've been absorbed by Greater New York. Mm. And they were not equipped to handle the volume of the camps in Westchester.
Wow.
So there's been a tremendous amount of turmoil. A representative spoke at the last workshop last April at the County Center. And she indicated that it was going to be a smooth transition, no problems whatsoever. She didn't know what she was getting herself into. Everything has been computerized. And a lot of the records that were in the Westchester chapter were lost. We never input it into a computer. One of the things that we are required to have is that for every 200 children we have in camp, there's got to be one person that has certification in responding to emergencies. The Red Cross is no longer offering that course as a standalone course.
Did they do it for free?
Nothing is free.
No.
Nothing is free.
Well,
emergency service.
I was just going to get us. I'm getting ahead of myself, but I'm thinking, wow, I wonder if that's an opportunity.
Well, yeah, but remember, we don't have any budget for that stuff.
It's specifically
states, not unless we charged for it.
It specifically states responding to emergencies. So one of the things that I will be talking about to the committee on Thursday will be these standalone courses are no longer offered. They're combining responding to emergencies with pediatric CPR. In a camp, pediatric CPR, it's wonderful, but pediatric CPR is a 3-year course.
Wow.
The code indicates that you have to be CPR renewed every year.
Mm-hmm.
So American Heart is no good. That's 2 years. Mm. Pediatric CPR is 3 years. They're not offering CPR for the professional rescuer anymore. So we've been attempting to get other organizations, the Boy Scouts, the Y's.
But they're willing to pay for this, right?
Of course. You have to pay for them. Someone's got to come in and teach the course, but not as a standalone anymore.
But I'm wondering if the county
has... do it for a charge.
For a charge, just so...
Well,
anyway, this is...
We're no longer in charge of our own destiny around here.
You're right.
All right, John,
I just want to ask you,
we've been talking about the role of the health department and, you know, exactly, it's got a number of different functions, and sometimes there's a discussion of trying to merge other departments into the health department. Do you have any thoughts about what you view the role of the health department to be?
Years ago, if you would have asked me that question, I would have said that the health department was always viewed as a big brother. It was always an adversarial relationship. That's not the case at all. I think that I know on a first name basis almost every inspector in the county, whether they're in the Nourishell office or in the Mount Kisco office. And you have some of the nicest people in the world who are there to help you. We're all aware of safety. We're all concerned with, you know, how children are going to be treated. I don't know if I'm answering your question. times have changed tremendously, you know. I remember the first mandatory workshop. I remember the first workshop when 8 people attended the meeting in the offices that were in Rybrook, across from the Rybrook Shopping Center.
Mm-hmm.
Over the years then, it became a mandatory. I mean, there's 250, 260 camps in Westchester County. I'm fortunate because I'm a private camp. I'm an ACA camp. So the standards that I adhere to
are high.
Much higher than what the health department is looking for. You know, we can go, I can talk for hours about this. That's one of the things we're trying to have the state look into. If you're an ACA camp, the complaint is that there's not enough inspectors to inspect camps. Well, you know what? Every 3 years, I have to go through a reaccreditation process. So every 3 years, why don't I get a pass? I'm being inspected anyway by the ACA. So do it on a rotating basis.
No, I had a question about it. We've been wrestling. One of the issues that's come up is in our budget is the funding of neighborhood health centers, and to what extent should we fund them, to what extent should we not fund them, to what extent are they actually performing a service that the county has to perform with respect to tuberculosis and sexually transmitted disease screening, but they also provide primary care. Do you have any thoughts about that? You've been following that at all? Maybe you haven't.
I don't have a thought about
okay,
it, honestly.
Fair enough.
We'll call them in 6 months and we'll find
right,
out.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
I, you know, honestly, manpower, money, I mean, it's all a wonderful concept. Is the money there in order to fund this? You know, that's the, isn't that the thing?
Yeah.
That,
yeah, I mean, they get source, they get funding from various sources, the county being one, the state, and the federal government, and privately. So the question is, you know, to what's the county's role? To what extent should the county?
You know, if you would ask me about how I feel in regards to the situation with single-purpose camps, this is a roundabout way of answering your question. Today, as we're sitting here, if someone calls themselves a camp and they're single-purpose. All they do is one thing.
Oh, like computer camp.
All they do is one thing. Yeah. There's no recreation and none whatsoever. Right. They don't need a permit to operate from the health department. So, I'm going to give you a crazy example. J.R. Tassone wants to open up the ice sculpture with chainsaw camp.
John, this is John Testa, who's was here
it's
before.
It's not a single-purpose camp.
John, no, it's a single-purpose camp.
Yes.
I'm teaching children how to ice sculpture with a chainsaw.
Oh, God.
None of my children need to have medical science file.
Oh,
I don't
God.
Have to do a background check on any of my staff members.
Including the
there
chainsaw
does not have
murderer.
To be a nurse. There does not have to be a nurse on the premises.
He wants to open
and there
a
are lots
camp?
Of there are lots of these, and I'm going to call them programs out there that call themselves camps.
Yeah.
But there's an accident in a camp.
Yeah.
Every camp is going to be questioned as to your safety, as to your safety plans, as to how many times you've been inspected during the course of the year. Right now, statewide, there's not enough inspectors, and they claim there's not enough money to go around, and could not be done. Yet, you could capture a tremendous number of these programs if they had to answer to the higher authority and get a permit to operate.
Yeah, very.
Another big government initiative. I can see it.
Well, when it comes to safety,
slightly sarcastic.
I know.
All right. Thank you very much
Thank
for maintaining
for
your interest,
exactly.
even though we had not put you on the first time. I think that it'll change this time, and I think you should be we're grateful.
Exactly. Right. We are grateful.
I was going to say, you don't have to be anything.
I appreciate your time. I really do.
Well, we really thank you very much for coming.
Thanks, John.
Nice to see you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Okay. Melanie, stay well.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. As we indicated, Jonathan here before. He's indicated that he would be willing to join the merry band of the Board of Health, so I'll accept a motion.
You know what? I'm going to completely... It was not the man I had remembered.
Yeah, I like him.
I was remembering incorrectly. I was remembering some young guy. I didn't know what he was talking about.
Yeah.
This is not that...
No, I like him. I think he'd be...
Yeah, me too. I will definitely make the motion.
You know. Second.
Second motion. No, no.
Mm-hmm. We'd be lucky to have him. And you know what? His experience is not... He doesn't duplicate anybody on the Board of Health currently.
Fresh legs is always
And he's got experience in the health department.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no.
He spoke about water a lot last time at camps and water.
Yeah. Yeah.
And restaurants. We found out he used to own a restaurant.
Remember Trotters?
Mm-hmm.
And Paniche then. Yeah.
Paniche.
Yeah.
Oh. He owned that restaurant.
I didn't know that.
He didn't.
Guys, got the energy.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion passes. Melanie, would you brief us on the other candidates?
We have two members of the Board of Health up for reappointment. Their terms are expiring. Their attendance is on the back of the memo from June.
Now, Mary Ellen McGurdy approached me that she didn't want to continue.
Huh. No. Oh, why didn't she tell us? We're just about to reappoint her.
That's why I was surprised.
She didn't approach anybody else.
Okay, I'm going to... You think she missed the last.
She didn't go to the last. She was excused.
She hasn't been there lately. I wonder. She's not ill.
No, she's
busy.
It's a schlep for her. I know. She's talked about that a lot. She's a social worker. She's an MSW. She represents the city of Peekskill.
Yes, she does.
Oh, bummer. Well, could we appoint her and then we'll
have her resign?
I actually like that approach.
It's fine with me. I'm just telling you. We won't have her.
But better. We should do it that way rather than do it unofficially. What about the
other
one?
And that gives us some time to find. It'll have to be through you then.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know, it's a pain in the butt for a city. I hate to tell you this. Melanie will show you where it is. But we went through it with New Rochelle. The mayor of Peekskill has to forward you 3 recommendations. And
it has to come from the mayor first.
Because it's city.
Okay.
The mayor has to forward 3 recommendations, and what we agreed to last time when it was City of New Rochelle that was looking for someone, it really and it has to be an MD, I think.
Well, she's not an MD.
She's not an MD, but she may have gotten a waiver. You know what? We'll have to look into this because the city people generally no, they don't have to be MDs. It's not an MD.
She works in a hospital, but she's not an MD.
It's a separate one. It doesn't. But what we agreed last time with New Rochelle was that it wasn't fair to these professionals to have to trot 3 of them in here and then choose one. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was demoralizing.
Yeah.
So we got everybody to agree, you know what, the city of Peekskill has to give you the 3, and then
I bring one forward.
You can either bring one forward or talk to us or whatever, but not to have them all come in.
Yeah, let's not leave it to the legislator from the area, but let's have the legislator bring it forward.
Yeah, bring us the 3
make
resumes.
Okay, that sounds.
Based on the discussion with the mayor.
Yeah.
But let's not just leave it.
The reason being, and I won't go into this at length, but the reason being, every city used to have its own Department of Health,
mm-hmm.
and when they were all consolidated under Westchester County, that's how the laws.
They each got the right to have one representative.
So it's City of Rye, City of Peekskill, New Rochelle.
White Plains.
They're not cities.
Vernon and White Plains are.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And Yonkers.
Yeah. All right. Let's have a motion for Mr. Medellina and Ms. McGurdy.
Yes.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Nunna, seconded by Ms. Myers. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Madalena definitely wants it.
Are there any other openings now? No. Except one, McGurdy. We're
about to have one. As it were.
Oh, but that's a Peekskill. That's a Peekskill person.
Right, but that'll be a Peekskill person.
You know someone who wants to be on the Board of Health?
I don't know if she wants to, but I thought of a candidate that would be probably a very interesting candidate. She's a social worker at Maria Ferrari Children's Hospital
and deals with pediatric
oncology. She's
right.
deals with the families and the kids and
keep her in mind, because these things, and they're always looking for people from up county, because the meetings, we forgot to tell them, but the meetings are in New Rochelle at 9 o'clock in the morning, once a month on Thursdays, and that seems to make us South County dominant.
Well, somebody's got a real job, but in Mr. Tassone's case, restaurants and summer camps are
he's got
world.
The flexibility.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he does. So and he's he knows enough.
Right, sure. All right, so Melanie, there was someone else, though.
There's one more that Price? Came down from the county executive Marilyn the last Price? Meeting.
For?
African-American Advisory Board.
Price. Do we have
folder.
A resume?
Oh, no, I was talking about the Board of Health. Didn't we have a discussion in the hallway about someone else?
Oh, Peter Herrero was also recommended for an interview, but he has issues with the financial disclosure.
He didn't want to do the financial disclosure.
All right. So. Now, who had brought his name forward?
Same. Department of Health.
You had brought his name forward. Okay.
I asked the Department of Health at the last Board of Health meeting, said, we're going to have a vacancy because Nancy Seligson has resigned come January 1. And it's an at-large member, and the entire Board of Health started talking, and they all said, you know, we really ought to have a representative from the food service business, because we deal with that so much. So Cheryl Archibald sent me two recommendations based on sanitarians, people they work with. One was this gentleman, and one was this guy from Sam's of Gedney Way, who owns a number of businesses, and when Melanie got in touch with him, he said, I'm not signing that financial disclosure form. Okay. Which sort of means...
Well, that's...
So is there an opening then, Seligson's position? Or is it
we just took the for it.
Well, that works out okay.
Okay, so that's where we stand now. We're full. We know that McGurdy's going to bail.
Oh, did we...
So we're back all over again. No, we haven't done the other one yet. So now let's move forward to Price. Do we have... any information on her?
Should be in your
attendance.
Packet.
All right, here it is on the back of the...
Trenner Drive. I know where she lives. I know her. Oh, yeah, she's great.
Excused, absent. So two absences out of 7, 8.
Yeah.
Yep. She's actually Sheila's constituent, but I know her.
All right, do we have any issues?
Vouch for her?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's good. Okay, then let's not waste any time.
All right, I have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, the motion passes. Thank you very much. I have a motion to adjourn.
Wait 1 set of minutes, please.
Oops.
So moved. Actually, I wasn't at the meeting. I shouldn't move.
Couldn't.
Actually, you were. Oh, yes, you weren't. You weren't. Okay.
I'll move them.
And I'll second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. This is the last meeting of the year. The holiday party will be indefinitely postponed because we're not funded anymore for holiday parties.
For a board, did appointments have holiday parties before?
No.
Oh.
But it'll be indefinitely postponed.
Got it. Okay. Well, that's like my husband.
The sun will no longer rise in the west, in case you were counting on it. All right. All in favor to adjourn, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. Thank you guys very much.